Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon, not from Substation 2, but live from the construction site of the brand new Fort Mill Medical Center, right across from the peach stand here in Fort Mill. Our broadcast, of course, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And speaking of Piedmont Medical Center, we're very pleased to have with us the Chief Executive Officer for Piedmont Medical Center, Mr. Mark Nasaka. And, you know, when I see this, I got to think some people probably never thought this was going to happen because it took so doggone long to get this thing past all the lawyers and stuff.
Hi, Manny. Thanks for having me on your show again. And my only thought on that is we've never been closer. We've never been closer. But just as we begin, let me just begin by saying that it's my pleasure to be with the cultural icon of Rock Hill. It is my pleasure to be with the cultural icon of Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel. So with that said, thanks for coming out, right? And there's a lot to take in here on this site.
A lot to take in is an understatement. I mean, what we're seeing, and by the way, if you're traveling up the interstate, coming up Highway 21, just look across from the peach stand and you will see steel like you haven't ever seen steel before. I mean, this is the shell of what's going to be the new Fort Mill Medical Center. Now, timetable on this, because I look at this and say, my God, it's going to be years before this is ready.
Right. Well, look, September of next year. We're 1 year away from treating patients in that hospital. And it's shocking, right? Because when you think about how long it takes to build a house, and this is a hospital with steel and three floors and all that goes into it, and all the technology and you stop it and say, well, how in the world is that even possible? But you're looking around at the people that make it possible. These contractors are trained professionals. They build hospitals all across America. That's who we hired, right? We were just talking about Will Rogers right here, who's the superintendent. He travels around the country building hospitals. You know, he works for the construction company that, you know, is building this. And so they know what they're doing. They know the timeline. They secure the steel, all of the hard items. They all secured those and secured the pricing prior to the COVID escalation. So we're actually fortunate because we locked down the supply chain and our pricing before you saw all the craziness that happened in the market.
And needless to say, that saved you millions of dollars. I mean, I can't imagine what this thing would have cost had you got caught up with that supply chain. But I'm sure somebody who crunches numbers said, hey, Mark, did a good job because this turned out the way it did. All right, can you try to, as best you can, take me through what we're seeing here? And this is one of the days that I wish we had our video component here, sitting here on this very, very nice construction trailer, I might add. It has a complete porch outside here. I thought we were going to be baking in the sun, but no, this is very nice. So take me through what we're seeing here.
Sure. You know, Manning, you know, as we were just talking before the show, the architectural feature that's going to display the name of the hospital and the branding, sort of an upside-down L across the front, that just went up yesterday. But the real picture is three floors of hospital space that goes off in four different directions around a central core. And so that's the basic axis of the hospital. But to just imagine what's going to happen, over to the left, ground floor, which is the portion of the building closest to 160, is the emergency room. So when people are coming to this hospital and they're on 160, the closest thing you get to is the emergency room. And then on that same floor, but opposite side, is going to be dietary and the kitchen and materials management, you know, those spaces. Now, when you jump to the second floor, off to the right, as we're looking at the front door, off to the right in the second floor is obstetrics. the LDRPs, you know, labor delivery, postpartum rooms where moms can be in their rooms and deliver the baby in the room, stay in the room, baby stays in the room. You know, all that's there. The C-section rooms, for those people that need those, are on the backside. They're the equivalent of an operating room. We call them C-section rooms. And so that's to this right half. Then to the left is ICU, intensive care and the, you know, what we call step-down beds, which are sort of ICU continuum. And then the top floor is all medical surgical. You know, a typical, you know, hospital room that an adult would be put in for, you know, after having surgery or if they come in with a disease, you know, that, you know, just med surge, we call it. So 64 beds across the front, approximately 35-ish across the middle. And then the bottom, you know, which has ED and has the cafeteria on the back side of the bottom is all of the operating rooms. There's going to be 6 operating rooms that are bigger than any operating room we have in Rock Hill. Just state-of-the-art, you know, built-for-the-future type operating rooms. And then, you know, cath lab, interventional radiology suites, and then all of the imaging modalities on the first floor. So it's a self-contained 100-bed hospital.
In other words, it's a mirror of the mothership Piedmont Medical Center.
That's right. And it's a microcosm, you might say, right? A smaller subset. The mechanics and the structure, yeah, it's a subset. More importantly, though, we expect this to be not just a mirror, but the same in terms of quality, safety, patient outcomes. I mean, we're more focused now. We've done the architectural design work. The experts have told us where to put the oxygen, you know, and the suction and all those things. That's done. It's just going to get built. Now we've moved on to how do we ensure that starting September of next year, what happens here is of the same high quality that people expect where we are now. And that really is where the action is in terms of what we're trying to do, Manning, right now.
How many redrawings of this, what we're seeing right now, did you have to go through since the original concept was released 15 years ago? Because while this thing was tied up in court, I'm sure a lot of rules and regulations and state-of-the-art technology and how hospitals are run, all that stuff changed. And I would imagine you had to do quite a rewrite on this.
Right. So it's an interesting little story behind that. So just imagine if you were going to go build a house, how many different house designs could you have looked at? Right. Okay. Right. Many. Right. As many people as there are house designs. Right. So hospitals in some respect are like that. The doctors at Piedmont were a little surprised when they said, okay, so this is going back before we did the design work. They said, well, we already have this done, right? You have already designed it. And I just looked at them and said, no. And they're like, well, wait, you're a hospital company. You must have a file cabinet with hospital designs in it. I'm like, no, because you build a hospital for that community, those service lines, what those doctors want to do there, what we expect to do in the future. Every hospital reflects the needs of a community. So there's no one cookie cutter hospital, right? So what we had to do is market studies about what's the obstetrical demands? How many babies do we think we're going to deliver here? And other needs, and then we tailored the services in the building to that. Now, the interesting part is the contractors, the architect, the corporate vice presidents all came and they came in my boardroom and they look at me and they say, okay, well, what do you want it to look like? How am I supposed to know? Right? It's just, you know, we don't have that in a file cabinet. So I asked the question, have we built a 100-bed hospital recently in the company? And sure enough, in San Antonio, they built a similar hospital. I said, well, let's go look at that one. And sure enough, we went there, and it's a marvelous design. What I liked about it was the light that comes in at the end of every hallway, so you get natural light coming in, and it just felt like a comfortable environment. But it was a well-run 100-bed hospital. So I said, let's build this, but, you know, version 2. So rather than spin off in a ton of directions, we took that design, that's already working. And then we brought it and we showed it to all our different department directors and we got input. So it was essentially it's version two, an upgrade to that design. So that's how we kind of cut the design period shorter, right, and didn't spin off in a lot of different directions with things that you can't do. So that's how, you know, it sort of came about. And we feel real content with where we are today because we took a design that was working but said, how do we make radiology work better? How do we make the emergency room work better? And looked at each department and said, let's improve upon what's there. And that's where we are today.
So in that process, I must assume that you had a lot of physician involvement with this. I mean, the radiologists use that example. Here's this model. Well, let me tell you what our experience has been. What would you think about doing this or think about doing that?
Sure. I won't say we had a lot. We had some, right? And we had some department directors. What we did is we built a consensus amongst many people who needed to have input on this design, right? Because some design is intended to make the surgeon's job work better. Some design is intended to make the nurse's job work better. Some design is intended to make infection control stronger. So we actually got input from all of our key constituents, right? Doctors, nurses, other people, in order to arrive at a design that's going to work for the teams of people. Because keep in mind, hospitals, are not any one person. They're teams. And so we need to have these teams have a space where they can deliver high quality, safe, low risk care to people that have diseases or conditions.
Now, 15 years ago, when this concept was introduced, I got to think that, I know for sure, none of what is adjacent to this site was here. I mean, you bought this land and you went to court, and while you were in court battling this thing, a little thing called Kingsley pops up, and the growth in York County increased dramatically. Was one of the issues that you had to deal with when you finally got down to pulling the trigger on this project was how are we going to handle all this additional traffic?
So the traffic studies are just a natural part of any construction project, right? And getting city approval, we had to do traffic studies with the using the state, going through their methodology. So all the traffic around here got studied. Where do the entryways and exits need to be onto the existing roadways? That all got planned out in advance. So what you're seeing today is, has the Department of Transportation seal of approval on how we've designed that. And so, but yeah, we did have to study traffic patterns. We did have to predict how many employees, what time are they going to arrive, what time are they going to leave, how does that impact the current traffic in order to basically get a government-approved traffic flow for this site.
And I got to think, the way this site has emerged over this period of time, you have Kingsley right on one side of you with every restaurant opportunity in the world, hotels over there, and then you've got the Greenway right over on the other side of the road here. So talk about an ideal location. I'm not sure anybody envisioned 15 years ago that all this would be in place.
Right. Well, on sort of a different note from what you're asking, it turned out that the Springs family was just made the process easy for us. Now, if we had done it 15 years ago, the Springs family was inventing what they wanted for this whole development zone. And they had lots of architectural requirements that essentially got built into the first buildings that got built, like Kingsley and others. So when we came in, we were not the starter building here. So the process for us was a lot simpler because the architectural requirements had already been hardwired into the community. We could just fit into that system. So if we had done it 15 years ago, it actually would have been harder. But the fact that we did it today, and of course the Springs, Family Foundation has just been committed to this from the beginning. So they were anxious for us to get started, were highly supportive of us doing this. And so, it turns out that this once we got the green light, this process has not been a hard, you know, process to get here. Sure, we had to get approval from the state. Sure, we had to get approval from the city. We worked with the Springs family. But you know, you would do that in any construction site, and here we are, you know, it's coming to fruition, and you know, Gwen Savage and I, you know, we had a meeting the other day, you know, mayor, she couldn't be more supportive and happy about where we are and trying to support us to, you know, to make all this happen. So there's just so much positive energy that's wrapped into what you and I are looking at right now. Now, we're looking at steel, we're looking at studs, we're looking at workers with hard hats, we're hearing the beepers and the, you know, the tractors and all that. But in a few months, that's going to be gone, and it's going to be parking lot, landscaping, finished building, nurses and doctors walking into the building. So you know, we're sort of at the gestational phase, if you would. You know, the baby hadn't been born yet. It'll get
about 3 months in.
Well, we're in the first trimester, right? Yep. And but the baby's going to get born in September of next year, and so you can schedule your deliveries starting January 1.
I tell you right now, when we do the opening, you and I are going to be sitting right here in this construction trailer having another show talking about the finished product. And with that being said, we got to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, presented by, of course, Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. As is Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Now, I'm sure Mark Misaka never forgets what happens. We do this live. We want to thank Charlie Ruffalo for allowing us to go on the road. Substation 2, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. How do we do it now, Mark?
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
You got it right. Thank heavens. Back after EDD. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Does your business need to operate more efficiently? Whether you're uploading or sharing large data files, using web-based applications, or streaming high-definition video, businesses demand more bandwidth. Comporium's business class internet with speeds up to 1 gig and dedicated Ethernet options can meet any of these needs. Keep your business growing and growing efficiently. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about business class internet options or go online to Comporium.com.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Jerry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here, not at Substation 2, but at the construction site for the brand spanking new Fort Bill Medical Center, which, as you heard Mark Nasaka say just a moment ago, will be up and operating here by September, October of the next year, which is just amazing to me when I sit here and look at really the skeleton, the bones of what this thing is emerging to be. So with this growth, Mark, you've got a basically 100-bed hospital here. We all know what's happening to the population numbers here in York County, particularly here in the Fort Mill area, which is growth is in caps up here. Do you have the ability with all the regulatory people to go back and make a case at a future time that we need more beds?
Sure. Look, Manning, the way the system works is, you know, because of the certificate of need laws, is there's a formula. It's a math problem, if you will. You look at, you know, what's the incidence rate of illness and surgeries and needs, and what's our current occupancy compared against that. And when you hit a threshold, then you can get approval. Now, sure, we all know about fights in the courts, but the basics is the state will give you approval once you hit certain usage rates and demand rates. And so we look at this. We designed it with that in mind. So to one side of the building, we have room to put up another patient tower. And on the back of the building, we have room to expand emergency room, imaging, the operating rooms. So all of those things on the ground level, we designed it in mind so that we could expand it.
So you have roughly how many acres here on this campus?
Just shy of 40, 41.
So to staff this thing, which I'm sure you're talking about already, I don't know how many people you'll need, but with the way the world is right now, people staying home, don't want to work, whatever, I would imagine that you are already starting to address that.
Yeah, sure. And look, fully loaded, you know, we think we'll need maybe 580 employees on this site. You know, we've already run the numbers on that. We won't need that many on day one. So that's the good news in terms of just the employment market that, you know, you and a lot of people are concerned about, and myself, that on opening day, we won't need all the people that we're going to need a couple years later when it's full. So that gives us some comfort, not a lot, but some comfort that, you know, we need a more moderate amount of employees to get started here. And so we think that we can achieve those numbers. We can, you know, start off with, I don't know, 350 or more employees, maybe. We're still working through some of the details on that, but let's just peg that as a target. We feel confident we can achieve that. And so, but it'll be hard because, as you know, the staffing market everywhere is a challenge. But we're pretty confident that we're going to have to work hard to get there, but we will. Look, where there's a need, healthcare workers appear. And so we're going to, the crazy sort of traveling market that we all experienced because of COVID, it's going to moderate. You know, we're still in the pandemic. We're not going to live the rest of our lives in the pandemic. It's going to change. And so when it does, we feel confident that we'll be able to get the staff we need, you know, to be here.
Well, quite frankly, I think with anybody who comes from out of town to take a look at the opportunities that you're offering here, when they see what you've built, when they see where it's located with Kingsley on one side and the Anne Springs Closed Greenway on the other and south of a major urban center, I think it'll be an easy sell.
Right. I mean, look, some people are commuting, you know, long distances for their jobs. Some people are going to look at this and say, wait, I can stay closer to home. I mean, that'll just happen, right? And so when we do, we're going to want to employ those people. We're already working today to, in a sense, put some nurses on retainer. you know, our nursing students, and that way, you know, when the nursing students graduate, that at that point in time, they'll work for us. So we're already taking steps today to sort of build the workforce that we need to show up here on September 1. Not an easy task, but here's what I like to say, Manning. The most important day in opening this hospital is today in Rock Hill, because one, we have to continue to take care of people in our community today in Rock Hill, and two, the same staff in Rock Hill are the ones that are planning this work. So the most important day is today. Let's keep taking care of our community members. Let's keep ensuring that they have good, high-quality care. And then when we're not busy doing that, then we're meeting in committees to plan and develop, you know, how do we get this hospital open at the same time.
And I think it goes without saying, based on the track record of what's happened at Piedmont Medical Center over all these years, that this facility by no means is going to have an adverse impact on Piedmont Medical Center or on your Gold Hill Road emergency room or any other facilities.
Yeah, it's wishful thinking to think that we're going to open this and people are going to leave the other facilities and just come here, right? That would be nice. It'd make their jobs easier in the other places. Truth be told, the population is growing, and as population grows, the number of people that need hospital care, emergency room care, grows. And so this is actually meeting the demands that already exist in the community. It's not to just build excess. People in this community need care closer to home, and this is going to provide that. It's going to work in conjunction with the Gold Hill ER. You and I were there, you know, a couple years ago, right, when LSU beat Clemson in the national title, right? Remember? Because we talked about it during that visit, and so we were both enjoyed that. But that just sort of marked the times then, right? It was 2 years ago, and we were opening something new then. Here we are 2 years later, you and I meeting again, and we're marking the times that we're opening this. So, you know, our goal at Piedmont is to continue to grow and add to who we are in order to, you know, provide greater access for the community. And so when you think about that, the ER here and the ER there are brother and sister. They're going to work together simultaneously. We're going to be able to move patients from that ER directly into a bed here, you know, if somebody needs to get admitted. We're going to be able to bring them, you know, today if somebody goes to the ER in Gold Hill and they're having a heart attack, the standard is we need the cardiologist to have a catheter in their heart taking out the blood clot within 90 minutes. They call it reperfusing the heart. So we do that today. Somebody comes to Gold Hill and we discover they're having a heart attack, we initiate their care from that site, and it's in the cath lab in Rock Hill, and they get into that cath lab, the cardiologist takes out the blood clot, all within the 90 minutes. So strokes. We now do interventional strokes. We got Dr. Giantasio puts a catheter into people's brains, takes the blood clot out, and suddenly the arm and the leg starts moving again. We do that from any site that we have.
Well, Mark Nasaka, I can't tell you how impressed I am with this. This is quite something. What are you going to do? Remember
those words that we always say together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. We've never been closer.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from the construction site of the Fort Mill Medical Center right here at Highway 160 and Highway 21. Quite a program. Thank you, Charlie Ruffalo, for allowing us to go on the road. Our program series presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, for those of you back in Rock Hill and you're hungry, remember, Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. Now, don't screw this up now, Mark, all right? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Eat, eat, eat.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.